USA Radio News.
Democrats in the U.S. Senate are trying to codify the legal right to an abortion nationwide. It comes on the heels of a leaked Supreme Court draft, which indicates the justices will return the landmark Roe v. Wade decision back to the states. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Democrats' bill would functionally allow elective abortion through all 9 months, abortion until the moment of birth. Democrats' radical bill is as extreme gets.
Hyundai is recalling more than 215,000 mid-size cars in the U.S. because fuel hoses can leak in the engine compartment and cause fires. The recall covers certain 2013 and 14 Sonata sedans, many of which were recalled for the same problem in 2020. Dealers will replace the hoses. Owners will be notified starting July 5th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A passenger on a single-engine plane flying over Florida found himself in the driver's seat after the pilot reportedly became incoherent.
I've got a serious situation here. My pilot has gone incoherent.
Roger, what's your position?
I have no idea.
The plane landed safely. One person was taken to the hospital. The FAA is investigating. Stocks are stumbling mostly higher on Wall Street on Wednesday after inflation slowed last month, but still came in worse than feared. The S&P 500 was 0.5% higher after waffling between gains and losses in early trading. The Dow was up 229 points. The Nasdaq was 0.4% lower as tech stocks again lagged the market. Australian government scientists say 91% of the Great Barrier Reef coral surveyed this year became bleached. Coral becomes bleached in warmer than usual waters. This is USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
My friends and I are hanging out this weekend, and I'm on cooler duty.
Well, these seltzers and canned cocktails, they'll make you the king of the cooler.
Oh, that sounds good. Wow, I can fill my cooler without emptying my wallet?
Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
More Americans are looking at owning their own home.
More Americans are moving to buy homes. Applications for mortgages to buy homes rose 5% last week, including a bump in adjustable rate mortgages known as ARMs, which offer lower rates. The national average for a 30-year fixed mortgage jumped 17 basis points last week to 5.53%. The interest rate on a 5-year ARM was 4.47%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Tim. Ukraine stopped the flow of Russian natural gas through one hub that feeds European homes and industry. Meanwhile, a pro-Kremlin official in a southern region seized by Russian troops said it would ask Moscow to annex it. The remarks could be another sign of Russia's broader plan for Ukraine. After his forces failed to quickly overrun the capital, President Vladimir Putin shifted his focus to the country's eastern heartland of the Donbas. In an all-stock deal designed for the current high-inflation economic environment facing streaming customers, Crackle, parent company Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment, is acquiring Redbox. The value of the deal is about $375 million. Most of the deal is the assumption of Redbox debt. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.